thanks for stopping by the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the real of reality TV.
Talk to me nice. Talk to me honestly. Look in my eyes. Don't let it fall on me. Say you a good guy. Make me believe it. Don't wanna hear it. I wanna see it. See how. Rewind. When we rewind, feels so nice.
What is up, guys? So look, I know. Listen, oh my God, I'm having some type of feeling when it comes to Shamia. And you know that old saying, birds of a feather flock together, is what I keep feeling down in my spirit at this point in time, because we already know the type of chick that Portia is. There's no denying that. And those who want to give her excuses, you keep doing that. But I'm just not here for what I'm seeing right now. And I saw this most recent episode and it disappointed me. And even Angela was like, you know, I was disappointed that you as a married woman wouldn't stand up for me. Like, maybe you don't want to just completely rid yourself of your so-called friendship with Portia. Okay, fine. But the fact that you just can't say, look, girl, like little pat on the wrist, something, but you're actually going to try to excuse her behavior and try to clock me is insanity. And it's like, if she's trying to come after other people's husbands and has, then you really believe you're exempt? Because I do believe that in real time right now, Portia and Shamia are not close like that anymore. But I'm looking at what I'm seeing and I just don't like it. Now, I saw this clip where Shamia is meeting up with Ralph. Little sneak peek I saw over on Instagram on the Bravo Shade Room. I'm not going to share it because I'm sick of Bravo freaking flagging my channel. But when other people do it, it's not a big deal. It's not like I'm letting the whole clip play. But I digress. I will put the link to the clip in the description if you want to go and check it out. But she's meeting up with Ralph for lunch and they're talking about doing a podcast together. And she's like, well, I don't have any problems with meeting up with Ralph because we've been on a podcast together. It's not like you were friends for years and you were working on a podcast together for years. It was like one appearance and it was back in 2022. And you're like not being sensitive to Drew because you're only thinking about Portia and her feelings, which are stupid. I'll talk about that another time. But because Portia is upset that her baby daddy was filming with Drew, you think it's okay to go and meet up with Ralph? And you know absolutely you're going to be filmed doing that. And this woman is going through a divorce. And as much as she may try to make it seem like she's okay and she's not doing the actress stuff, even though they, you know, try to make it sound like, oh, you know, Drew's an actress. The woman has real feelings and she's actually going through a divorce with a man that has not been kind to her. She's actually having to live in the house with, and he's a liar. So the fact that they're not being sensitive to her feelings when it comes to that, I just don't like it. And it gives more credibility to Angela when Angela called her Shamina, because she called her a mean girl. And shoot, maybe Angela was right, because I was, you know, when she said it at that moment, which was several episodes ago, I thought Angela was exaggerating. And I thought she, you know, took a low blow when she called her Flavor Flav, but Angela was responding to Shamia when Shamia came for her looks. All right. So it's like, all right, you talk about my looks, I'll talk about yours. So it is what it is. But speaking of Angela, because look, I don't like the steps that I'm seeing Shamia take. And I don't believe that Shamia is this, you know, little child that we have to care for and coddle and whatever because Portia is the big bad wolf and we need to. No. They both were looking for a come up. Just Shamia's actually, in my personal opinion, I look at Shamia's relationship like this, and I'm not hating on it. Happy that she's in a happy situation and her husband, he appears to love her, care for her, support her. They have a beautiful family. Love that for her. Love that it worked out. But I kind of see it like relationships where they were like an arranged marriage. And I'm not saying her relationship was arranged. I'm not saying that. But when a marriage is arranged and it winds up working out where they actually do fall in love with each other and they stay together for a very long time and they become real friends and love and support each other and it just happens to work out, that's great. And so I kind of see Shamia's marriage like that, where not it is an arranged marriage, but it was one that it just wound up working out for her good. And clearly she was in a bad situation before. She said she was in a relationship with a man that we already know it was just terrible physically. So I'm glad that she was able to be strong and get out of that. Happy for her. But to see her meeting up with Ralph and then just being okay with Portia, and like, she should have said no. It wasn't okay for Portia to say, you know, if she don't stop messing with me, I'm going to F her husband, or however she said it. It's just ridiculous. That's foul. And you may think she'd never come for your man, but girl, please, your man is not exempt, okay? Because the life that Shamia is living is the life that Portia thought she would be living. And that's what she wanted. And she still wants that. But I predict and I prophesy, like they had a prophet at the last, and on the last episode, I prophesy that Portia is going to be a single old lady like her mama. That's what I see in her future. I don't care how many men she screw and thinks that it's going to get a, you know, she's going to get a come up. And hey, she may have a few benefactors that will continue to fund her lifestyle. I ain't saying that she's going to be broke. I didn't say she's going to be broke and single and old. I just said she's going to be a single old woman like her mom. That's what I prophesy for her future. But yeah, I'm not liking the steps that Shamia is taking. And it's like, maybe she actually is not a whole lot different from Portia. And I'm not saying they're the exact same people, but same type of qualities in some ways. I do believe that. And I'm not one of those types of people where I'm just going to be down for somebody no matter what. And hey, you can say whatever you want to say when it comes to that, but I can't be around people that are dirty like that. That's something I've never done. I've never done that in my lifetime. Not for the sake of just continuing to have somebody in my life that I call a friend. That doesn't really mean anything, because people use that term friend too loosely anyway. So I digress. I feel like she's not maybe that much different than Portia. She just, you know, just happened to work out for her when it comes to, you know, her being in a successful relationship with a wealthy man. As we can see right here, happy for her. Happy that she's in a happy, you know, relationship. But they were both scouting for rich men. She, you know, it happened to work out for her. And, you know, there you have it. So with that being said, guys, you know, I was speaking about Angela briefly, and I wanted to share this little clip with you guys because, yeah, pretty much Carlos King has recreated TGIF. I'm underneath Funky Dineva. He's like, okay, Funky, you gave it away. I'm going to do it over on my YouTube channel. So F you and you, yeah, and the horse you rode in on. But yeah, Claudia Jordan, she's doing TGIF with Carlos King and another gay guy. So I kind of find it funny because this is the reason why Funky Dineva was talking about, I want to get the band back together. I want to get the band back together. I want Claudia and Al Reynolds nigga, bye. It's over. So yeah, Claudia's over here on Carlos's platform doing TGIF over here. And so as Carlos does, he's always talking about other shows besides his own. And that's why his Love and Marriage Detroit got, what, like 70,000 viewers? Like, that's crazy for a television show. He could get that, and does get more than that, on his YouTube channel. And I guess he knows that, and that's why he's always doing YouTube. But I digress. Yeah, he's recreated TGIF over here. I want to play this clip here, so let me click this.
Angela Oakley is the quintessential housewife and reality star.
He always speaks like he's just an expert on reality TV. And I really wonder what Andy Cohen, not saying he's the greatest thing either. We know he's a messy queen. But I really wonder what Andy Cohen thinks about Carlos King, who I believe, my personal opinion is, he got fired. He could say he quit and left. I don't believe that. But I do believe the rumors about him being fired after the Phaedra situation with the SCX dungeon and the candy rumors and all that stuff, right? But I really wonder what Andy thinks about him always over on his platform talking about Bravo shows.
If there was a trophy, Angela Oakley deserves Rookie of the Year. Angela Oakley came in as herself. She didn't come in strong. She didn't come in being messy. She gradually grew, and by no design besides being herself. Yeah. Angela Oakley is giving us old school housewives, and this is coming from a producer who started season one, episode one. Okay.
He always has to put that in there, right? So what? So what? You ain't there anymore, and you're still talking about it. And it's 2025, and when was that? 2008. 2007, 2008, I believe.
And I'm gonna drop dime on this motherfucker too.
Ooh.
We want.
Wow. What language we have.
We wanted Angela Oakley since season three.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned us down. We asked.
Okay, they didn't want to do it. So, like, why are you even going there with it? He said, I'm gonna drop dime on this MF-er. Like, what was he drinking? Maybe he was on that stuff funky that he was on.
Again, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And that's all I remember because I left the show after season 9. But while I was on the show, Angela Oakley's name constantly came up. Charles Oakley is an NBA legend. He's not a fake boyfriend. He's not a fake husband.
Ooh. You're talking about Kenya? But you said, I thought you said Kenya was the quintessential. Chill by Carlos with these titles that he gives these people all the time. I like Angela too, and I'm not saying that I disagree with any of the things that he's saying about her, but calm down. She's a human being, okay? And it's great that she's on here, and I really like her on the show, and I do believe that her being on here is natural. It flows well. It's not forced. I don't believe that she, like, really, I really believe she's been understated. And I've laughed at a lot of things that she said. Like, one of the little clips that I laughed at when they had the peace brunch and they were doing the electric slide. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm going to go sit down because this dress got me feeling electric right now. Like, this polyester is about to spark up something, like, or whatever she said. But it was funny. It was naturally funny. I like her. I really do. But Carlos, calm down, dude.
He's not too big to give camera time on the show, support his lady. Angela Oakley is the quintessential housewife and reality star. If there was a trophy, I'm on the show, support his lady. Angela Oakley is the Rookie of the Year. Angela Oakley has so much potential because she has proven to the world that when you operate as herself, the world will catch on eventually. So, Kelly, you are number two. Angela Oakley's number one. She is so naturally delicious.
Why is he, like, over the top? Like I said, he must have gotten some of that stuff that Funky Dineva uses before he goes live. I haven't watched Funky Dineva in years, but yeah, I've heard some stuff.
To watch, because I believe everything she's giving, and I want more.
I think she's better than all the old school G's and just as good, if not better than the majority of them. But what she's like, she doesn't react. She's like, she's not, she has emotional intelligence. She doesn't jump the gun. She can stand on business. She's, I don't know.
So I wonder who Claudia was talking about. And she said, I think she's better than all the old G's of RHOA. It's her opinion, but I'm just saying, I wonder, like, put some names on it.
She got, I want to know her sign. She could be one versus the entire cast. I don't care. I'm standing on business. I don't need backup because I believe this to be true. And that's, it is what it is. And I like a woman like that. Angela Oakley. Any franchise you could get on. Any Beverly Hills, New York. You would rock because you are not swayed by what other people are doing. You don't use anger.
I'm on the show, support his lady. Angela.
You don't use anger and violence just because you lack vocabulary. And you wait. You fire back. Like, a good read to me is when someone throws something at you and you remix it and you throw it back at them using their own words. And you
In the moment, right? And she has that ability. She's witty. She's quick-witted. She's quick on her feet. She does measure and control her emotions in a way that makes the show easier to watch for the fans.
And I agree with Dustin on that because, it's like all that rah-rah loud stuff that Portia and even back, when Sheree was on it, Sheree and even to an extent NeNe, I just feel that she's just naturally flowing. And being quick-witted is not something that everyone has, and she has that. And I love that. Like, it's just natural for her. And people can say whatever about her past and all the accusations about that stuff. I don't care. I like her.
Fans, we don't have to decipher a lot of inaudible yelling and shit. She has a smile on her face while she addresses conflict. It is a fun experience watching Angela Oakley on this show.
You don't.
So, anyway, guys, I wonder exactly who Claudia was talking about. She did say she's better than all the old school OGs. So I don't know if she's just throwing shade because she was on it for one season and she's not anymore, or it's just really that deep when it comes to her and NeNe and the dislike that she has for NeNe and the dislike that NeNe has for her. But she said all of them. She didn't say she's better than a few or better, and she didn't say she's better than NeNe. She said all. But I find it funny that, here we have TGIF starring Carlos King, Dustin Ross, and Claudia Jordan, when it used to be Claudia Jordan, Al Reynolds, and Funky on Fox Soul. Now it's the three of them on YouTube. So what do you guys think about that? I just find it kind of funny, especially in light of Funky saying, I want to get the band back together. Boy, bye. And Carlos just being extra exuberant, okay? And always just on one when it comes to all of these other shows, but he doesn't have it for his own. It's kind of sad if you think about it. Especially, like I said, with it being reported that Love and Marriage Detroit got 70,000 views live on that show on the OWN network. But he always used to brag about, I have the number one show on the OWN network, Love and Marriage Huntsville. And that's steadily declining. I don't know what it's going to look like for the upcoming season, whenever that's going to, roll around. I didn't watch it last season. Don't know if I'm going to watch it anymore. I really don't care. Either way, I heard there's a lot of mess going on over there when it comes to, one, the show, and two, drama on social media when it comes to people who that's all they talk about. So that's kind of crazy, but I'm not getting into all of that. But you guys let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking and stuffing. I don't know if it has anything to do with the spirit of Carlos King or what it is, but that his franchise appears to be cursed in some way. Hey, maybe Andy Cohen did it and it's trickled down to YouTube. I don't know. But you guys let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.